fourth podcast we've recorded. You know what? I've not felt this knackered since... Do you remember way back when in that episode where we recorded the whole thing? It was like an hour and a half episode. We checked it. It had recorded like 20 minutes.
Yeah, and we had to start again.
And it was like, after that, it was like a half hour episode. And we were like, we don't care. It's like 9 o'clock at night. We've already done this once and chilled out and relaxed only to discover this. This is what you get. That's how I feel now.
So, episode 3 of The Heroverse.
Yeah. What are we doing?
The Power Rangers.
What year is this? 1990 what?
3, apparently. That's when it came out. So, we've got... What we're going to do with this is I've got a list of...
And he's checking it twice.
This list was made in 2018. It's the biggest list I could find with most of them together. I know that there have been a few series since then. But, my God, they release a new version of Power Rangers every year, pretty much.
Have you seen...
They are
like,
the FIFA. They are the FIFA Call of Duty of the superhero world.
Legit, have you seen things like Yu-Gi-Oh! And Beyblade in Japan?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous every 5 minutes.
So, my earliest memories of the Power Rangers are obviously going to be Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Front of the TV.
GMTV,
yeah.
Channel 3, ITV.
Being introduced by Mr. Motivator.
Oh!
It'd
get your mum out of the room, though, first, because he'd be there going, come on, ladies, go and get your brush and do your work. And he'd teach him with a broom, wouldn't he? Do you remember that?
Mad. Yeah, and he was mad. He's still going, mate.
He's got to be like 100.
I think he's got to be in his 70s, but he's still got... He looks good for his bloody age, mate.
Well, so would you if you're working out with your broom every day?
But, no, for me, the original Power Rangers, Trini,
Jason,
Kimberly,
Zach,
and then obviously Tommy coming in a bit later on.
Yeah.
First as a villain, then as a good guy.
We also lost Trini, Jason and Zach and got the next three.
Yeah, Adam.
Zach. Zach was red, Adam was black, and I can't remember... Rocky was red.
Billy stayed on
and Kimberly stayed
Adam
on.
Adam took black. Tommy went white.
They got rid of Jason and got Rocky. Adam took black, and they got a black girl for the Yellow Ranger, and I can't remember her name. I feel really bad.
Is it Trisha? No.
It was something like that. Scroll down. It might say in this thing.
No.
But, yeah, again, they started with Rita, then got Lord Zedd in. Yeah.
But, no, the 1993 Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and then, of course, the 19... Was it 96?
We never got Alien Rangers over here, though.
No, but 97 was when we got the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, with Ivan Ooze. I remember that clearly.
Yeah.
I've got it on my computer. I absolutely love the film still.
Because after...
It's crap.
It is. It's absolutely terrible.
But it's nostalgic.
It is.
I
think any of these are any good in any era? No, because I'm not going to lie, right?
They're great when you're a kid.
Oh, yeah.
The minute that you start to get to about maybe 10, you start to see how fake it is.
I think I was about 11, yeah.
10, 11, you start to see how fake it is.
Starting secondary school.
And then you're just like,
but
oh
I'm not even going to lie, right? I was around a friend's house. They had they had like an 8-year-old, and this was probably 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
They were watching, I tell you what, it was 2019. They were watching like a new Power Rangers, and I looked at it and went, nope, the acting's still just as bad.
Yeah. You're right. We didn't get Alien Rangers.
And I know the story of that. Basically, what happened is the Rangers themselves went off Earth.
Yeah.
To deal with an alien threat, but because these aliens who became the alien couldn't deal with it,
yeah.
So they basically swapped because all the contracts for the 5 were up and their agents were being dicks. That was the long and the short of it. Their agents were being dicks, so then they moved on.
Right. And then we got Power Rangers Zeo, which
we lost Rocky But Tommy became the red and everyone else stayed as they were, but Black became green.
Yeah.
And they also introduced the Gold Ranger, who I believe then was Jason, the original red.
Yeah. Then
Turbo.
Then Power Ranger Turbo, which was the next film that I watched.
Same, yeah. With the woman in the ship, the pirate woman.
Yes.
And they had like a little Ewok looking thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, for me, the film was... That was the introduction of Power Rangers Turbo.
Yeah.
And they actually started to do that for a short time when they wanted to create this new...
The next generation.
Yeah. They'd do a film.
Yeah.
And it didn't stick for very long, but they did try it. And then they did feature-long episode release instead.
Yeah, because what they'd do originally is they'd release the film, then... they'd film season one... And why that was still being... The last few episodes being edited and produced, they'd put the film on... Because these were only like hour and a half long films. So they'd like last five episodes. So the first five episodes were just the film cut up.
Yeah.
And stuck on the telly for...
And slightly changed because it'd have different editing to the actual film feature release.
Because sometimes the suits in the film... I always remember this. The suits in the film always look better. Because they had bigger budgets. But then when they edited them for TV, they for some reason stuck them back in the TV suits. And I'm like, just cut the film up.
And then obviously that was Power Rangers 2 was with the cars.
Yeah.
Then Power Rangers in Space.
Now in Space, again, they did the film. I remember because the guy snuck, who became Red, snuck on the ship.
Yeah.
But the film for this was the last Power Rangers I personally watched. When did that come out?
98.
So the film for that is where I stopped. I watched the film and maybe watched a couple of episodes of In Space.
Mm.
But then I want to say that's when Pokemon craze hit, 98.
Yeah.
So that might have been my switch from like Power Rangers was the thing to Pokemon.
Mm.
That might have been for me personally. I still heard of the others because obviously I was still watching the same TV channels.
Yeah.
Because I was still a kid.
Just work.
But I wasn't watching them. Yeah. So I've heard of some of these later ones. But I think the movie In Space was the last thing I properly watched. I might have seen an episode here or there, but that was the last for me.
I don't remember watching Lost Galaxy, but I do remember Lightspeed.
See,
Rescue.
Lightspeed, I can tell you now, I did. Because In Space and Lost Galaxy literally follow on. You know that thing where you think, I know I've seen Lightspeed, Lost Galaxy, I think that was when the last movie they did.
Yeah.
Of movie into TV.
Yeah, because Lightspeed Rescue had a feature length episode. Yeah. Which is what I actually watched because they released that. Like straight to VHS. It's 2000.
But I think Lost Galaxy, literally, the movie was here is In Space, and then like the space station they were on in Space was basically, I want to say they were the whole plot of In Space was them looking for like a new Earth.
Mm.
And I believe that they were on a targeted course, so people on Earth knew like where they were. And then they got transported away by, like, the main villain from Lost Galaxy. And that's what started that. So it is almost like Zeo and Turbo were from Mighty Morphin Direct Continuations.
Yeah.
In Space, because that was like a reboot, soft reboot, if you like, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, most of them tend to be soft reboots.
Except for the, like, but then these are almost straight from one to the next.
Yeah.
Even though some of the Rangers changed, that was still it. Then this is where a child will scream.
This was obviously a brand new team. I
have no idea from here.
So Lightspeed Rescue was a team of individuals that was handpicked by Lightspeed Rescue, effectively, which is an underground secret, basically SHIELD. And they chose them for their unique skills, and then they created the morphing grid, etc.
Because after Turbo, it stops being like quote-unquote mystical powers, doesn't it? And goes, because I know In Space and Lost Galaxy was like alien tech, and then I want to say these ones are still made by humans, quote-unquote.
Yes.
whereas the original three were mystical MacGuffins.
Yeah. Then you had Power Rangers Time Force, which I also remember.
Now, see, I want to say that I saw a couple of Time Force. Like, I was bored.
The guy was basically the Phantom of the Opera, the bad guy was.
So yeah, yeah, yeah. Crazy hair and I mask. Saw a random or couple of these for, like, no... I believe, because this is 01, I want to say something that I was watching, like Digimon, was on it either just before or just after on the same channel. So I'd watch this because, or not watch, but it was have on. It on, yeah.
Then Wild Force.
No earthly clue.
Wild Force was basically re-bringing the animal-themed Rangers back. Because obviously with Time Force they weren't animal themed, and Lightspeed Rescue they weren't animal themed, etc., and the space and whatnot.
Yeah.
So they brought them back with animals. Wild Force also has one of the best collaboration episodes, and one of the first collaboration episodes is called The Power of Red.
Yeah, that's the one where they did all the...
It's a two-parter, all Red Power Ranger episode, and it was hosted... Tommy,
wasn't it all Red except for Tommy in the first
one? No, because Tommy brought them all together.
Okay.
Tommy was the mastermind that brought all the Red Rangers together. He was also a Red Ranger.
I honestly had it in my head that he wasn't in that one.
No, Jason was. I don't think Jason was in that one.
But he was in the following one, wasn't he?
He was in, yeah.
Well, I say all of them. All the originals except for Billy were in the first one.
Yeah.
Because he obviously got shat upon for being gay back then.
Then... Ninja Storm I didn't watch.
Yeah.
Dino Thunder was when they brought back Tommy Oliver. They brought back David Jason Franks.
Yeah.
Tommy Oliver. But he was a professor, an archaeology professor.
Because that was when he was in the height of his MMA in 04, wasn't yes. it? He was like, hench.
Now... This was a bit of different. He basically became the Black Dino Ranger.
Right.
And he took on three teenagers that were his students to be the blue...
Because I remember seeing, like, you know, like, randomly wandering. I remember seeing Toys and Bones and went, why are there only three of them?
Yeah. Because Tommy was introduced, I don't think it was the first episode they became Power Rangers, maybe the second episode. Because I remember thinking, oh, well, if Tommy Oliver's in it, I might watch it.
Mm.
And I think I did actually watch them all online.
Yeah,
years later.
But...
And watched them all. And it weren't actually that bad.
Mm.
But yeah, there was three Rangers and then Tommy.
Oh shit, I forgot about... Sorry, I've just seen that. Yeah. I forgot about that. Between... at the end of Mighty Morphin, Kim actually became... At some point, they did lose Kimberly and they got Kat.
Yeah,
I remember
Kat,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, because in the Turbo Power Rangers movie, Jason and Kimberly are both in it, but they don't have morphers anymore.
No, they did, but they tried to use them and they didn't work.
Yeah.
Because they were on the boat and they... I want to say they did work.
No, because she said, don't you wish... No, because Kimberly... I quite clearly
wish we could morph, that was it, yeah.
Yeah, don't you quite wish
I want to say there's another film, though, just hear me out, where they're in it, they have the... It might not be those two. It's some other old Rangers... They have the morphers, and then they try to morph. They can morph normally. They're not as strong, but they're like strong humans.
Yeah, yeah.
But something is disabling their morphers, like
yeah,
where
the
they
power
are.
Coins are broken. I remember. I know that Adam tries to do it, and his power coin's broken, and he's warned that if he morphs, it could end up.
No, in this one, it's just like like sometimes you just have the TV on and Power Rangers will come on or what. It was one of them. They had an old Ranger in it. Earlier on in the episode, they morph.
Yeah.
And then, like, they get kidnapped and taken somewhere they can't morph because it's, like, old tech, if you like. But the new Rangers can.
Right.
If you get me. But I thought that was Turbo, but I must be getting confused.
Well, no, they do that in Turbo.
In Turbo, they just can't morph in
Turbo,
this one,
Turbo, they morph into the Turbo Rangers because it's a more powerful... It's basically like an upgraded morph.
Zeo, yeah.
Morph.
No, I remember that in...
In the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie, they can't morph because the power coins are broken.
Yeah.
They tend to do it every now and then where they...
Because that's when they went from things like the saber-toothed tiger to the griffin and the triceratops to something else. And yeah.
Then you've got 2005, we move into Power Rangers SPD, which was basically like the police force in space with Power Rangers. Weird. Mystic Force was trying to bring in the elemental side of things with fire, earth, wind and all that shit.
Right. Oh, hang on, I want to read that. Clearly the attempt to cash in on Pottermania, the Rangers leave behind Angel, Grego and Boyne Scott, something like legally distinct from Hogwarts. Okay, I like that.
Operation Overdrive was bringing back the cars.
Thing is, I want to say that Turbo and car ones have always been popular.
Yeah, because it's like Transformers with the Megazords. Jungle Fury was bringing back the animals again. Then RPM was bringing back vehicles again.
What? How? Wait, whoa. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at this picture. No.
There's Mystic Force and then...
Yes. Oh, is this the one where they did the episode where they bring all of them in?
Yeah, they bring several teams together.
We're looking at pictures and I was just there like, fucking many. There's like 12 of them.
Then you've got Power Rangers Samurai and Power Rangers Super Samurai.
Right.
Then you've got Power Rangers Megaforce and then you've got Power Rangers Super Megaforce.
Are they meant to be pirates?
Let's not forget that this is a Japanese fucking anime that's been put on the screen.
Because that's the thing.
It's Super Sentai over there.
Yeah, over there. So basically, I will say this for people who don't know. Ignoring the movies, because the movies do use the different stunt actors, but in the show, what they basically do is they take Super Sentai, they cut the bits that are them fighting the villain, cut them direct from the Japanese and dub them.
Yeah.
And then the bit where they're not the superhero Power Rangers, the humans, are recast American actors. The reason they use kids, they're cheap.
Yeah.
Do you know any of the Power Rangers before they're in Power Rangers?
No.
Guess why? Because no one does, because they're cheap.
Then we go from, Megaforce to Super Megaforce, then Dino Charge to Super Dino Charge.
Okay, can I just say, there are three things that seem to keep coming back. Cars, dinosaurs, ninjas.
Power Rangers Ninja Steel. Power Rangers Super Ninja Steel. They're getting a bit lazy, aren't they? Then we go back to Power Rangers Beast Morphers. So this is basically the 2019 series that... I mean, this was supposed... I think this was supposed to try and, sort of relaunch it alongside the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it just... Because the movie failed...
Don't think the movie...
The movie failed because it was a fucking giant Krispy Kreme donut advert.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the whole...
They shouldn't have listened
There was literal bits in it where you can cut it out. You can cut sections out. Like, the whole building's crashing down around Rita and she's eating a donut like, so lovely. Like, boom! Buy Krispy Kreme donuts. Even when the world falls down around you, you can't beat the flame. It's like, for fuck's sake, man. The whole thing was a giant advert and it failed as a film. The premise of the film shouldn't have failed, but because they went that extreme route with it...
Yeah, because they went so far with the advertising... here we're gonna have all this kind of stuff. That's what I'm trying to find. There we go, that works. That'll do. Okay, so we are quite near the end. There's only literally one left. Oh no, two left. I agree with you, they went too far with the sponsors. There was way too much money and it went... But horribly wrong. I think it was a good film.
The film overall wasn't bad. Don't get me wrong. Especially...
The casting was good.
The casting was great. And as soon as the Go-Go Power Rangers theme tune came on, all the nostalgia feels came back. I mean, don't get me wrong. That bit was pure fan service.
I'm still shocked that it didn't get at least a second... Because of the fact it was so well set up,
and they'd set up with Tommy, like you say, but It was because of the whole Krispy Kreme thing.
Yeah.
That's what killed it.
Yeah, it was.
Then we had Power Rangers Dino Fury, and up to date is Power Rangers Cosmic Fury. You seem to notice that there seems to be Force, Ninja,
Fury,
Beast,
Mega,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's all the same. But then again, you know, you can't do an original Power Rangers because the original Power Rangers were the original Power Rangers. Now they have to come up with these random things.
Now, I will say, though, that if you do like, and I do know this, if you do like your original Power Rangers of Tommy being green, you can get the Power Rangers comic.
Because the Power Rangers comic, because comics have the ability to not age.
Yeah, carry on.
Sorry, okay. Because they... now I'm worried. Because...
No. I don't know if it ever actually came out.
Probably not yet, but we'll see. Anyway, let me... So, yeah. So, because of... What was I even saying?
I don't know.
I've lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. He's Googled adult version of Power Rangers.
No, it's
and
because,
I hope safe searches.
No, it's
are.
Because a couple of years ago, there was an advert that came out, and it's a guy called Joseph Kahn has done a
that was in comics. If you want to read the comics, they've basically done a lot more adventures than are in the TV series because actors don't age in comics.
No.
So if you... And they've captured a lot of that original nostalgia and... I don't want to say quality writing because just go look at it. It wasn't quality. It was shit. But it's there. There's something there that just goes, no, this is good.
Mm.
But
yeah, right, so, now we can go.
So there was a trailer a year or two ago that came out. It was a Power Rangers variant, but R-rated.
Mm-hmm.
So it was properly violent, proper dark, and it was set. It was supposed to be set with the original characters from Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, but so same as the movie,
but now adults after fighting the big war.
Was right, don't quote me. I want to say that was referenced in actually one of the kids' episodes that there was a big fight of all the Rangers and not all the Rangers, but like the old school, like Mighty Morphin, and then shit went sideways. And then
the idea being is it was supposed to show you how it affected a bunch of kids, basically becoming super space soldiers fighting a war to save their own planet and the galaxy. And then as adults and stuff. And it was supposed to be really dark and nitty gritty.
Mm.
And the trailer looked amazing. But looking now, it looks like it might not be happening.
I don't know. What?
The trailer's there.
Yeah, that's the...
But that's the last thing.
Click on it. Just click on that and then click on his channel. See if he's put out since then.
See the short, it was a few years
ago.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't think it ever actually came out. But
click on the more just there. I'm reading. There you go, there. Oh, no, it the whole thing was a short by Joseph Kahn.
Mm.
So, I'm look. Oh dear.
We're about done. Anyway.
We're about done. But now, I want to look into that more. Maybe when at some point we know more, we'll mention it in one.
Yeah.
But no. So generally, Power Rangers, I think for it's never bad for its intended age group.
No. Because it always appears... Obviously, like you say, when you're a kid, everything appears real. And Power Rangers always seemed to be real when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I think that's... It's one of those shows, the only reason it stood the test of time is because of the fact that they slightly reinvent themselves.
Yeah.
Every year or two.
Yeah.
So that way then it's fresh for the next lot of audience.
Yeah. And you know, I think
we grew up with the Mighty Morphin.
Yeah.
Whenever we hear, you know, it's Morphin time, you know, we're going to be like Mastodon, Pterodactyl, yeah. Tyrannosaurus.
And I think that's where now they've cottoned on to the right thing. So obviously, original Power Rangers, Zeo and Turbo were direct continuations.
Yeah.
And I think that was the problem they made of, you had to know a bit of the backstory. Whereas now, each time or every other one is brand new team.
Yeah.
So I think that's the way they're going well. Generally, Power Rangers works for its audience. The movie was it was scratching at the door of something great.
Yeah,
it was.
They fucked it up.
And
by
Krispy Kreme went, "We give money, yeah. You fuck film." And they went, "Okay, because we've got no brains." And
it was a shame because, I mean, there was a couple of things that
I don't get me wrong, it wasn't perfect.
You know, I think that the suits should have been in the film a lot more than what they were.
Yeah, I think Bryan Cranston did brilliantly, though, as Zordon.
But overall, I think that the later film was brilliant. I think that they should have got the sequel opportunity, but were just unfortunate.
I think they should have got the sequel with Tommy.
Made.
And I'd have loved to basically have had almost a Rangerverse, for lack of better explanation, where the third film would have been the arc, because I think, you know, the next film would have been Green Ranger and Rita being in, and then turning him. I think he'd have gone straight green to white in that movie.
Yeah.
And then the next movie, Lord Zedd. So there's your three. Then in the fourth one, Ivan Ooze. Then in your fifth one, da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's how it would have jumped. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I wanted that. That could have been great. Krispy Kreme, screw you. I love your donuts. Stop funding films. Because you ruined them. But no,
we will see
so next
you
week
next
will be
week
the
TBO.
And then we'll be back with some more movies the week after that, guys. So until then, bye-bye.
See ya.